concerned, particularly about the location of the new hospital. Joining me now is Professor Owen Smith, who is a consultant pediatric hematologist based at Our Lady's Children's Hospital in Crumlin. Professor Smith, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, thanks for joining us this morning. First of all, I think maybe outside of Dublin, the majority reaction towards this project is majorly negative. What would you say to parents who have serious concerns about the James's site?
So what I would be saying to them is that the St. James's site is by far the best site in terms of what we can do for children and adolescents going forward into the next 20 to 25 years. Why do I say that? I say it because of what we need to do in medical care and healthcare, you know, at the moment, is to fuse and synergize the expertise in children's health as well as in adult health and adolescent health. And the only campus in the country that gives us that potential is the St. James's campus. Why do I say that? Because St. James's has the greatest number of national specialties, the greatest number of subspecialties, and it's the only hospital, I would suggest to your listeners, that has the potential to synergize with the children's, who has 32, 34 specialties. So going forward then, you know, what we would be doing is increasing outcomes for children and adolescents. And remember, children become adolescents and adolescents then become adults. So this this continuum of healthcare can only be realised on a campus as big as St. James's. It cannot be realised, say, in Condley, that has been muted to be an alternative site, because in order to get up to the same sort of scale of expertise, it would take another 30 years, maybe, with a further $3 billion pumped into that particular campus. So the right site is St. James's. Now, I know there are issues, and people have the issues around, you know, access, parking, and there's been a lot of sort of noise in the system in the past number of years saying you can't get into St. James's. It's the most accessed hospital, easily accessed hospital, not only in Ireland, but in the British Isles as well.
Even at 6 o'clock on a Friday evening when you're rushing to the hospital?
Yeah, I come through St. James's at around 6, half past 6 on a Friday. So, again, traffic, as you know, whether it be in Tipperary, whether it be in Dublin, Cork, Galway, or whatever, we have problems with traffic, and it's just managing that traffic. And within the build preparation for this hospital, the Children's Hospital Group and the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board actually put all of that stuff into the planning submission to Umbord Pinola, and Umbord Pinola passed on that. So we're going to have to change the way we organise traffic around that campus. But I think we can do that. And it's at the end of the day, it's all about clinical outcomes. It's about what's best for children and adolescent health, not about access, etc., but we will sort that out.
Also, I know you're not really in any position to comment on the budget for this hospital, but do you have concerns about the budget overrun on this project?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like everything, isn't it? It starts off sort of 10 years ago at a budget of 400, whatever it was, and then it creeps up. It's like buying houses in Dublin. I'm sure it's the same in Clonmel or Turles or whatever. But, you know, there's an awful lot of speculation going out there. I just read the Irish Times this morning as well, and the sort of the costs are being going between 560 million to 1.5 billion. This is just purely speculation at the moment. We have not seen a definite figure. And I believe what's been mooted, or that's been sort of spoken about this morning on the airways and in the papers, is an overstatement. And I note as well that Simon Harris, Minister for Health, at the Joint Directors Committee yesterday, expressed his frustration at the speculation of costs. And he has full belief in the management of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, that they're doing a very, very good job.
But am I right in saying that this new project doesn't have permission for maternity co-location?
It doesn't at the moment.
Is that a big oversight?
No, I don't think so, because when St. James's put their application in to house the Children's Hospital, they were the only hospital in Dublin to actually put in the model of tri-location. In other words, the coom coming on site. So in 2015 and then 2016, it became known that policy by the Minister for Health that the coom was going to come into St. James's. This is the maternity report. So Rotunda goes out to Condley and Hollis Street goes out to St. Vincent's. So that is policy. So coom is coming in. And can I just say to your listeners as well that in the design of this hospital, the coom has always been in the terms of the adjacencies of where the Coombe is going to bolt itself onto the St. James's Hospital, Adult Hospital, but also onto the Children's Hospital. So we would imagine the application for planning will go in about 2 to 3 years' time, and it'll be built within 2 years. So from the time the Children's Hospital is up and running, within 2 years, then the maternity will come on board.
There has been huge political backlash to this project, and the push has been for a greenfield site. Why do you feel the greenfield site, maybe somewhere on the M50, is a bad idea?
Well, for lots of reasons. I mean, as I was saying to you earlier on, I mean, the most important thing is the co and tri-location of the Children's Hospital with a maternity and with a leading academic research-intensive adult hospital. There is no such thing around the M50, okay? So the best the two, three best hospitals within Dublin, the two best ones, I suppose, would be St. James and the Mater. And we know the Mater was taken off the canvas because it failed planning permission. So in order to actually, if we were to do it on a greenfield site, you would have to build up a state-of-the-art adult hospital equivalent to, say, Mater or, say, Vincent's or Beaumont or St. James's. And the present adult hospital on the Conwy side is not up to that level. So as I was saying earlier on, it would cost in the region of $3 billion over a 30-year period. Why would we do that when we already have that in place on the St. James's campus? Greenfield then, yeah, people say, oh, it's easier to build, and it may be easier to build, but, you know, on the greenfield site, a lot of these sites are not zoned. And in fact, the site out in Conwy that's been spoken about a lot is not HSE funded. So that particular property or that particular land would have to be bought. And then there's lots of other things in terms of traffic around that area. The M3 M50 is a bottleneck, and to put in another 2,500 cars visiting that particular campus.
Are you not doing that into central Dublin, though?
But it's already established into central Dublin. That's what I'm saying. The traffic routes into central Dublin are already established. There's only one slip road into the hospital in Conwy, and that would have to be developed. There would have to be bridges, etc., the Tolka Valley there. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, out in Liffey Valley, planning for further extension out there was refused because of the traffic congestion. So it's not easy. It's not as easy as you say. Why don't we just pop it into a greenfield site? The other thing, as well, as you were to do this, it would cost, you know, it would cost probably an extra $250 million, and it would prolong the program for another 5, maybe 7 years. And just coming back to the whole thing, why I'm on the program is this is all about sick children. This is all about getting those six children fixed and getting them back to school and growing up as adolescents and adults. That's where our focus should be, not the political football that can be sort of this children's hospital for the last 20 years has been kicked around.
Absolutely, but there are legitimate concerns, and access is at the top of that list of concerns.
As I said, access, it was looked at in great detail by on board Finola from the submission by the Paediatric Hospital Group. And they were happy with the access. There will be changes made around the St. James's campus to accommodate. There's going to be two further sort of entrances and exits to the Children's Hospital. So you've got four entries now into that particular campus. And also, you know, there's parking in this hospital for the parents, the children. Three times the amount of parking that's also present at the moment for the combined three children's hospitals. So, you know, I mean, it's not rocket science to do this sort of stuff.
But even ambulance staff and nursing staff have serious concerns and have come out and said they have concerns about the access issues.
Sure, yeah, and ambulance, well, I mean, from my sort of dealings with the ambulance service as well, both in Crumlin and St. James, there's not a big issue there. A lot of that stuff is noise again, and nurses, obviously, we have to look after our staff, and that is being looked at. And, you know, we do want people to feel, you know, that they can have easy access and they're safe. And the great thing about the parking facility in the new Children's Hospital is actually within the hospital. It's underneath it. You go straight to a lift into the hospital. So the security of parking in the hospital is also, unlike with a greenfield where you're away from the hospital and especially at night with nursing staff, etc., etc. So all of these things can be ironed out, but the focus has to be on clinical outcomes, best for our children. And that's what this hospital will deliver in time.
Okay, Professor Owen Smith, I have to leave it there for this morning, but thank you very much for coming on with us today.
Thank you.
That's Professor Owen Smith there, who is a consultant pediatric haematologist based at Our Lady's Children's Hospital in Crumlin. Well, has he you convinced? Do you think the St. James's site is the best option? Going by the texts I've been receiving, no, you don't. Let me know. 1800 938 007 or text 083 311 3311. We're back after this.